First, by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMag are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutraMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to See, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle. 888-212-8871. At NutraMedical.com, go to Contact Us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice in nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutraMedical.com. have Dr. Tim Ball here. He'll be back again in the middle of March, March 15th, Friday, on hour number three. Dr. Tim, this is really important stuff. The tip of the spear is enviromaniacs. I'm an environmentalist. I believe in cleaning the ocean so there's more fish than plastic in the ocean. We stop polluting the biosphere by recycling. But I certainly don't believe in the idea of population reduction, or that if we don't clean up the environment, we got to have totalitarian globalist control by a bunch of enviromaniac idiots that want to manipulate not only the climate data and the temperatures, but also tell us things that they're going to eliminate, for example, like AOC automobiles with internal combustion engines or aircraft. These people are clinically insane and evil as hell. And the problem is that the governments like British Columbia that allowed you to be sued multiple times over the last 8 years is disgusting, especially when they should have more common sense and realize, and I'm an environmentalist, one of the first founding members of Greenpeace back over 50 years ago, and an oceanographer before I went into medicine in 73, and I'm totally disgusted by the fact that the environmental organizations don't cross-examine, like the East Anglia data that came out for the United Nations and the manipulation of data that you know clearly you try to fight it, and you have maniacs that try to sue you, like this single attorney sued you three times over the last 8 years. What's the latest in that suit, and why is the government of Canada and British Columbia allowing you to be personally sued by an agency because you disagree with their manipulation and lies of data?
Well, a great summary and intro, and I'll cap it by saying that I'm almost finished a book that's titled "Environmentalists Are Killing Environmentalism." And as we have talked before, but we need to refresh people's memory, that society changes by paradigm shifts. And one of the most important paradigm shifts of the 20th century was environmentalism. And as you know, as one of the founding members with Greenpeace, and by the way, I know Patrick Moore, who was the co-founder of Greenpeace, and Patrick told me years ago that he fought, or the whole idea was very sound. I mean, what Greenpeace was originally set out to do was ideal. You know, it was good stewardship.
Good stewardship and common sense stuff, not craziness of total population control and everything else, right?
Yeah. And anyway, what happened was that Patrick told me that within about 4 or 5 years, the Marxists moved in and effectively took over the organization. And he fought them for 2 or 3 years and eventually gave up and said, I'm out of here. And of course now, fortunately, he's able to play that being the ex-founder of Greenpeace say, hey, I've got credibility. I know what these people are doing. I know how they're using the environment for a political agenda. He's the victim of it. And just to give you an idea, Dr. Bill, I was teasing Patrick just the other day. I said, you know, I've now seen proof of that your story is correct, that the Marxists took over. And he said, well, how do you know that? And I said, they've rewritten their history. Go and read the history of Greenpeace on their website. They don't even mention you. And that's what Marxists do, the left do. They rewrite history. And so this is perfect proof of it. And by the way, with the global warming issue, that they rewrote the history by altering the data. It doesn't just go to rewriting words of history or facts, but actually creating false data of the past to rewrite the history. And that's what they did with the hockey stick. They had the medieval warm period of 1,000 years ago that was showing it's warmer than today, and yet they were going around saying it's warmer than it's ever been. So what did they do? They got rid of the medieval warm period. And so this is the game that's played, and as I said, it's truly we're in danger of losing environmentalism. And one of the problems that I have with this is that they have lied about so many things. In fact, for every story that I've investigated for my book has turned out to have no basis in fact in it whatsoever, starting, by the way, with Rachel Carson's Silent Spring.
Right.
And
tell us about that. And by the way, what's your website address? Yep. And how can they pre-order your book?
Okay, the book is the book have I'll put it on my website in about a month's time. I've got some finishing to do.
What is your website address then?
Is Dr. Timball, DrTimBall .ca.
Wow, that's really simple. People can't forget that. Please continue about Silent Spring, et
cetera. Yeah. Well, as I said, you know, the old Aesop's fable story about the boy that cried wolf. Well, this is a modern version of it, but on a worldwide scale, on a massive scale. And one of the first people to start looking at this was a professor by the name of Aaron Wildavsky, Wildavsky. And he had a group of graduate students, and they were doing the political implications of environmentalism and so on. And he set them as a project. He said, you pick any environmental issue you want, whether it's desertification, deforestation, acid rain, I don't care. You pick the topic, and I want you to ask and answer one question. And the question is, but is it true?
Right.
And that became the title of the book that he wrote, because what they found was it didn't matter what issue they looked at, there was no truth to any of it.
Right.
And this is what my book is continuing, is taking up on Wildavsky's original book and idea and expanding on that. And by the way, one of the people that was very much, it was a graduate student in that class and did one of the projects, is now a very outspoken person about the political agenda of environmentalism, and that's Michelle Malkin. And
right.
You know, the listeners will know that name because she's on Fox News and other places talking about what went on. So this is the danger we're in. We're in a cry wolf situation, and my concern is that when the people learn how much they've been lied to and manipulated, they'll just say, "We don't believe anything you tell us anymore."
Right.
Now, there's a good side to that, Dr. Bill, in that I think I've said to you before on this program that the human-caused global warming is the biggest fake news story in history.
Right.
And created and perpetrated by the deep state, the bureaucrats.
Right. Well, we know Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates enough pollution to be equivalent to 50,000 coal-fired generators. The fact is that we can reduce pollution to the oceans and recycle, but it doesn't mean totalitarian control. It means some regulation. That's it. And everything should be recycled. There shouldn't be any landfills or anything like that, or free trash out in the oceans, or smokestacks in China or Indonesia putting out garbage. It's simply a matter. We have scrubbers on ours. When I took care of the power stations in Colorado, we had Wyoming coal, high-quality anthracite coal, enough coal, actually, in that one seam to supply the world for power for a quarter million years. Just one seam. And the fact is, the steam coming out the top of those generators was pristine steam. There was no pollution, no carbon particles, no nitric oxide, nothing that would damage the ozone layer. This is freaking ridiculous that the environmaniacs want to lie to us and say it can't be done. Yes, it can be done.
Yes, and two stories about that I was involved with is that William and Mary University on the campus, they had a coal-burning plant right in the middle of the campus, and the students didn't know. And it was one of the first places where they were experimenting with burning clean coal, the scrubbers and all the rest of it. And I also was privileged to appear before Congress on a panel with Bill Murray, and he is the owner of one of the biggest coal companies in America, and he said, apart from anything else, I'm not going to see my miners go through what they went through years ago, losing their homes and their jobs and their careers and everything else. But he, along with two other coal producers, built at their own cost a $30 million coal burning plant in North Dakota, which burns coal completely clean. And the government, he said, I've not had one government person approach me about it or talk to me about it or show any interest in it whatsoever. Part of the problem is, of course, that the politicians whose time horizon is only 6 years, because that's the length of time they need to serve to get pension, the cost of bringing in those scrubbers in the early days effectively doubled the price of electricity. And they figured that the public wouldn't pay for that or vote them out of office for bringing it in. But that's not the point. The point is what you and I are doing here today is if you tell people what you're doing and you provide logical explanations and logical reasons and common sense, people will go along with it. And that's where all of this is falling down.
For example, recycle. I want to see every plastic, every metal, every carbon material recycled to its nascent state in microcubes or granules. I want to see somebody in the future, say 2 or 3 or 5 years from now, if they have a small micro 3D printer to print specific parts for a machine, I want them to be able to go to their computer, send the printing information, dump in the granules or microcubes into the device, and then it simply prints out with high tolerance the exact copy of the material that can be sent off as parts to a factory to assemble with robotic or AI. To me, the future
is
ours.
Sorry, I've got to tell you one story about this, and one of the another reason why what you're proposing, which is so common sense, hasn't been going on. I spoke in Collingwood, north of Ontario, a few years ago, and the guy that spoke before me absolutely blew the audience and me away because he got up and said, I know how to recycle. I know what works, what doesn't work. I've been in my group have been in the recycling business for over 1,000 years. And he said, I've not had one government person approach me about what to do and what will sell and what won't sell. And he said, I'm in the metal recycling business, the car recycling business. And so he said, you know, one of the things you've got to know is what the marketplace is for your recycled product. And he said, I can set that up right away. And one of the things that governments could do is very easily simply make tax laws that provide a financial reward for recycling, and they haven't been doing that either.
These are such simple things to do, aren't they?
And then we
wouldn't have any landfills or oceans where there's more plastic than fish. We wouldn't have the ozone layer being destroyed by biotoxins being released in the atmosphere from dirty business in countries like China, where the smoke is so bad and the particles. You can go to Beijing or some other Shandong or some other Chinese province, and you can come out to look at your car and it's got 2 inches of dust and powder on it after just an afternoon being out in the public. And you have to wear a hospital NIOSH mask so you won't breathe particles and develop interstitial lung disease. I mean, people don't get it that these countries are stealing our patents, producing all kinds of toxic pollutants, and there's no need for it. I mean, I believe that people in China should have normal lungs too, don't you?
But you see, they can get away with it because they're communist dictatorships. The public have no say in any of this. And what happened when they had the Olympics in Beijing? They moved all the poor people out. The people that pay the price for all of this stuff, they just simply got rid of them while the Olympics was on. And the world never said anything. What the world should have said was, no, we're not going to Beijing for the Olympics. End of story.
Right. I think we should take away the most favored nation status to China. We should literally blockade all of their material, seize all our bank accounts, same with Russia, totally out of control. And people have to understand that countries that think that it's okay to pollute, there's no need to pollute. You don't need to tie pollution to globalist control freak system in the United Nations. I talked to Dr. Isley, who's a physicist running the World Constitution Parliament Association. You're probably familiar with it. He gave me the Federation of Earth documents back in March of 1997. I spent an entire evening with him. He knew because of my classified access to U.S. Missile Defense and Space Command and all these environmental projects, part of classified research, that the fact is we've now inserted in the upper atmosphere nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum to turn the atmosphere into a plasma so they could trigger off earthquakes and geotectonic events as well as weather modification. And so they weaponized the planet now on top of crazy companies like Solaris that want to pump high energy solar as magnetic, as basically laser energy or microwaves through the atmosphere, where they have no idea what the hell it'll do to the upper troposphere and the control of climate and geotectonics of the planet. It makes me fearful that our population are so ignorant, and there's no true news going out to the major media. None of them, not even Fox. Nobody. I guarantee you Fox is not going to interview Dr. Tim Ball, are they?
Nope.
If they did, they'd be freaked out and they'd realize we don't have UHF transformer protection or surge protectors with Dr. Pi. We have nothing. If something happens,
right,
we're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military.
Yep.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you've purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc
Gamma A plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Coming back with the amazing the amazing discussion with Dr. Tim Ball. His website is drtimball.ca for Canada. And you're going to have your book available. The title of the book will be available in about a month, and you're going to put it up on your site. What's it called again?
Environmentalists Are Killing Environmentalism.
Right, and I'm going to get a copy. I'd like to have put it on my website. It's probably put it over my website, NutriMedical, and also on Clay and Iron. So we'll actually put it up there so people can purchase it. We'll send orders through to you.
Yeah.
That's really good. I want to also, by the way, I want to do an audio commercial for it when it comes out, which I'll embed on my shows. And also a video commercial we'll put on Vimeo and YouTube, so we get it out there. And by the way, these commercials aren't going to cost you a cent because I'm behind what you're doing. This is really important because this information is killing the planet and killing people. And if these maniacs get their way, 90% of the world population of humans will die and the environment itself will die. For example, when I argued with Dr. Isley, they were playing on carbon capture back in 97, and the World Constitution Parliament Association at the ear of the United Nations, and they had this Federation Verse document. If they do carbon capture, which, by the way, is already happening because the benthic layer of the oceans generates 80% of the world's oxygen, and they're poisoning it with pollution, right? And as you reduce the carbon-oxygen cycle, oxygen is dropping. There's three things they need to protect you against: from space-based X-rays, cosmic rays, and ultraviolet light, which has increased 73% in the past 20 years. UVB, C, and D. A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer and DNA damage, and D will so powerful it'll go through the side of a building. People don't know this, do they?
I also understand that one of the problems when the Earth's magnetic field disappears during magnetic reversal, that DNA is directly affected by the increased radiation, and so it causes genetic anomalies because of the impact on the DNA.
Right. Well,
so
first
there's all sorts of
What's happening is because of the ultraviolet light, most people don't realize the rate of skin cancer is going up because the amount of UV, B, C, D light has gone up 73%. The amount of cataracts in the left eye, which is the one nearest the window in Western nations, is the one where 75% of cataract surgery is done. People don't realize it also bioactivates drugs. So if you have a drug that's bioactivated by ultraviolet radiation, it actually makes the drug more likely to cause cancer or autoimmune disease because it attaches to body proteins and it helps stealth pathogens silence or turn off your immune system. People don't know this, do they? Photoactivation of biotoxins and dangers. And the problem is the public's completely unaware. I'm probably one of the only doctors that actually proves it. I work with people like Dr. McRae, who's actually one of the senior doctors at the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, and I can do blood tests to prove it. So it's not like, oh, that's just your opinion, Deagle. No, it's not just my opinion. I work with Dr. Vujadani and Dr. Chung at UCLA 39 years ago on projects looking at this, and people don't realize what's going on. And the problem is when the magnetic field flux does drop, all the crops in the world are going to turn white from the ozone layer, can disappear for as little as an hour, and all your crops are going to fail. So if you don't have food storage, you're dead. You're going to die really quickly. Globalists are already stacking up their deep underground military bases with food, et cetera, because they're going to survive the cataclysm. And they think this is a kind thing. You see, you have to understand the evil people at the top think they don't want to tell the truth to the public that this kind of cataclysm of the pole shift is about to happen. And you can already see parts of this pole shift are already in process. The fact that we have two North magnetic poles in Siberia, the fact that we have a new island being built off Hawaii, the fact that Mount Vesuvius and the British Authorized Registry is a Druidic organization, all the laws in 57 former Commonwealth nations, and most of the nations in the First and Second World are all Druidic, satanic organizations called the Keepers of the Law. So the Bar Association are Druids that are Baals that actually are the only ones that are allowed to own property. Anybody who's below that is called a Master. That goes right back to the Magna Carta. People don't realize the Manster was a preview of the name Monster, which means anyone without a Druidic demonic entity inside didn't have the right to own property. This is not a theory, people. This is an ugly fact.
Yep. One of the things in my particular case, of course, and this is why Americans need to be on guard, the lawsuits against me could not have been filed, they might have been filed, but they would not have been accepted in most American courts.
Right.
But of course, we know how fragile that is, because what we see going on with New York and these other jurisdictions approving infanticide, when Kermit Gosnell's being locked up in another state for doing exactly what these other states are approving legal.
Gosnell's going to be released now, killing thousands of babies and doing infanticide, just like this man who killed his girlfriend and the baby, and they're going to be double homicide. Then they took away the charge of homicide, because now, with this new judgment in New York City, it's not murder to kill the baby in Europe, even though the baby could have property rights, which means as soon as you have property rights, you're considered a human. And we have two embryos Hollywood star that are actually property rights. And the movie that's coming out of Roe versus Wade, the guy that actually, his girlfriend and him gave property rights and a will to these two embryo girls by name, is one of the co-developers of this movie. And it's really serious. People don't realize this. Roe versus Wade was one of the most evil things done, not just to America, but America's paid for not only 66 plus American babies, but babies all over the world. And the very first thing that Barack Obama did was take off the hearing, the rule that George Bush Jr., and he wasn't perfect, but he did one thing. He blocked the U.S. paying for abortions in Barack Obama's home country, because he's not an American. Barack Obama is not an American. People don't understand that. And when people try to say his...
Yeah, Arthur Anderson, which was one of the largest accounting companies in the United States, they were shut down completely. And 85,000 jobs were lost, plus you add on all the ancillary jobs. Both of those cases, people went to jail, the people lost all of everything. And the Supreme Court, when they looked at both the Enron and the Arthur Anderson lawsuits, threw them out completely. Not just 5-4, they threw them out 9-0. They said that they were charges were obtained illegally, and that the verdicts were obtained illegally. And that's why I was talking earlier about
what's going to happen to yours. Because to be honest with you, the useless government in Canada. We've got Justin Trudeau. His father had 666 on his car. He was a Satanist. Pierre Elliott Trudeau. My grandmother's brother was a deputy prime minister for decades under Trudeau. I know everything that's going inside the Canadian government, and it's pure Luciferic devilishness. Okay?
Well, and Trudeau traveled through China when he was a young man back in the 30s, and he just absolutely thought that was the best place on earth, as does his son, has said it, by the way. He said China's the best government that there is. And the other person that was involved with China, that the Canadian, was Maurice Strong, who was, of course, the architect of the whole Agenda 21, which is a government takeover of the world through environmental exploitation.
And by the way, you know, he had met with transdimensional entities, actually met him in the flesh and told him what he had to do. Do you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about high-level evil stuff, like when I got met face-to-face with a Pindar.
Yep.
The guy that runs Earth for the Druidic Council of 13 for Lucifer himself. Yep. I met him face-to-face 27 years ago. So this is no joke, people. And this evil is real. And it's ready to consume you. And you won't know until you're halfway down the jaws of this mess, or the power is out, or the environmental maniacs have collapsed the atmosphere to the point now where they compound the problem with the carbon-oxygen cycle rather than fixing it. For example, reducing pollution and improving, maybe putting a genetically engineered phytoplankton in the ocean to improve the carbon-oxygen cycle so we have oxygen in the upper atmosphere to help. And maybe looking at why is the magnetosphere about to collapse? How can we protect Earth? You call it defensive Earth strategy with maybe satellites and other things to put up a defensive shield. But we're not thinking about things, are we? We're basically just waiting until the next freaking disaster hits and the planet goes into economic chaos, an extinction-level event.
It's, of course... Yeah, I mean, that's the world that we're in today. It's always crisis management, and of course, who was it? H.L. Mencken said that the aim of practical politics is to keep everybody so frightened and so scared that they beg for governments to come and bail them out, and this is what's happening.
Right.
But the three, just to talk again about my lawsuits, the three people that brought the lawsuits against me were all members of the Intergovernmental panel on climate change. That's a UN agency. The first lawsuit was from a guy who ended up as the second senior bureaucrat at Environment Canada, Gordon McBean. And he was the first one to file the lawsuit against me because I wrote an article explaining what he was doing. And, of course, it was through the bureaucracies of the National Weather Offices that Strong set up this whole global warming scam. Now, what happened with the first lawsuit was my wife and I said, and this is a very important point, Dr. Bill, we just said, no, we can't afford to defend myself. We can't afford the lawyers to defend myself. I mean, everybody knows the minute you get a lawyer's letter, you know it's going to cost you money. And
right.
And the rates, well, just to give you an idea, I haven't even gone halfway through my lawsuits yet, and it's already cost me $600,000.
Well, where have you got the money pit to help you support this?
Well, this is the issue. My wife and I initially thought, well, we got the second lawsuit, and we decided, and I'm so grateful for her support and the family's support, we just said, no, we're not going to be legally bullied anymore. And so we decided to fight back. Within the first 6 months, all of our savings was gone. Now, we're not complaining about that. We knew what we were getting into. But then I got some help from somebody that set up the website for me and created a PayPal legal donation. But
right.
even with all of that, it wouldn't have covered a third of what my legal costs have been so far. Fortunately, I got a guy in New York who knew all of the corruption of the climate science because he's a scientist himself. And he just said, I'll pay the bills. And without that, there's no way. And in fact, I remind my lawyers of that. I could not afford you without that money. And what does that tell you about the law? So the cost of the law in itself is an intimidating factor. And then, of course, the other reason that the lawsuits are brought against me is because of the chill factor. The number of scientists that have said to me, we agree with you, but we're never going to say anything publicly because we can't afford to fight it.
Well, it's the same thing with me as a doctor. I got persecuted and put through hell from no good reason other than the fact that I opposed them, or I pointed out doctors who were doing evil things like Dr. Michael Janssen paralyzing people with his experimental spinoplasty procedure, or pointing out what else is going on at Superfund sites and Lockheed Martin and Sputnik, etc.
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
More details. You mentioned about a lady who's a member of the very high in the Attorney General's office, and she opposed the Prime Minister. What was the story there? This happened just last week, didn't it?
It happened over the last couple of weeks, but the hearing on it occurred yesterday. But just before I do that, I'll just mention two things. One is one of my lawsuits that was brought against me was by Andrew Weaver, who was the lead author on four of the IPCC reports. He is now the leader of the Green Party in our legislature here in British Columbia. So that gives you an idea of where all that's coming at me. But the story you're asking me about was a woman by the name of Jody Wilson Rayburn, and she was the Attorney General of Canada. That is, she was the top lawyer justice person in Canada. And what happened was a Quebec company was trying to get favors from the government, the federal government, and they were saying, well, we're going to leave Quebec and there's an election coming up and you guys are going to lose. And so the Prime Minister's office tried to get the Attorney General to approve a special waiver of charges against this company. And she just dug her in her heels and said, no, it's wrong. I will not do that. And it went on for about 3 weeks or more, actually. And she just got more and more pressure from the prime minister's office, wow. from his aides and everything else. And so she eventually stood up in our House of Parliament and said, I cannot speak to this, but I will not continue in this House and as Attorney General. And so, of course, they called the hearing. Well, she was on the witness stand all day yesterday explaining what they did, how they did it, the pressure they put on her to write the law that they wanted to favor this company. And she stood her ground, and but here's the interesting thing. She said the only reason that they're even listening to me or that I'm a problem is because I'm a woman, I'm Native, right, and I'm a lawyer, I'm qualified. So here's the triple threat that they couldn't overcome. A female indigenous Aboriginal woman lawyer as the Attorney General, and she's saying, I know you wouldn't even be listening to me if I didn't have that those shields to protect me. And
that's pretty dramatic, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. And, of course, when I look at my own little petty case, there were two reasons that they attacked me, not because I'm smart or clever or anything else, but the two arguments that they used against people, first was, oh, you're not qualified. Nobody ever asked Al Gore what his qualifications were, but they couldn't say, oh, well, he's not qualified because I was qualified.
Right.
They tried to. They on one website, they tried to say that the degrees were phony and I didn't have them and all the rest of it. And then, of course, their other problem, Dr. Bill, is the problem you have. I have the God-given ability to explain complex matters in ways that the public can understand. And I honed those skills by teaching a science credit for art students for 25 years in the university.
Right.
So I know how to communicate with the public. And one of the things, of course, that these people exploit is the public's general lack of understanding or knowledge.
Right.
And that's why, you know, the guy said, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance.
That's a good one. I like that. Because ignorance is being called like a crop by the politicians and global control freaks, right?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And not only do they control it, they control the education system. It's become indoctrination, not education. Look at the difference that went on during my career in university. When I started out, the old guard professors had the prevailing wisdoms, and the new young professors came in and challenged them for new ideas and new thinking. Now it's exactly the opposite. What happens is the new guard people come in indoctrinated out of the school system, and the old professors are the ones that are saying, no, hang on a minute. And proof of that, you're going to get a great kick out of this. I'm moving for a dismissal of one of my lawsuits. And one of the arguments that we're making to the courts to dismiss the case is that most of my witnesses are so old that they're in danger of dying. And if we don't get the case dealt with shortly, there's going to be nobody left to witness on it.
Oh,
and they're all... They're all 70 years or older,
wow.
all of my witnesses. And that is the problem that's going on, that you've got this indoctrinated youth. And, of course, this is just an extension of what Ignatius Loyola said with the Jesuits, give me the child and I'll give you the adult. And that's what Goebbels, Hitler's youth, give me the child and I'll give you the adult. And that's exactly what's going on in our school systems today. And the problem is that most parents have no idea what's going on in the school system, and they have sacrificed the parental control of their children's education in order to get free or cheap babysitting, because that's what the school system has become. And we really need to be rethinking everything that's going on.
Yeah. Well, I think the solution is, number one, ask better questions, listen to the show. We have videos on Vimeo and YouTube that we'll do some with you as well. We want people to realize that they need to support your fund, and they need to go to drtimball.ca. They need to realize that these lawsuits are just like what they're doing recently with Manafort and others around Trump. They're trying to destroy people by pushing them into bankruptcy and frightening everybody else that they better fall into line or else. And Muellergate, which is basically a criminal enterprise by someone who's chasing around with a counterintelligence investigative thing, trying to look for crimes. Just like now we got this guy, Adam Schiff. His last letter should be changed from S-H-I-F-F to S-H-I-T-T, because that's what he's full of. And the fact that these things are going on, the media supports it, and the universities, and these false institutions like the United Nations and the world, basically the Interclimate Council there in East Anglia, Britain, these organizations are just plain damned evil, and they're not scientific. They're a form of pseudoscientific dogma, aren't they?
This is the problem, and when in the one lawsuit against the Green Party member Weaver, at the anger of my lawyers, I insisted on making the case that my concern wasn't that there was a scientific disagreement, but it was the use of the science and scientific methods for a political agenda. That's right. What really angered me, and of course the judge let that into the record, which was good.
Right. They're not using the Zeta principle or even proper data gathering. They made certain that the actual temperature gathering, for example, for the East Anglia institution in Britain that was gathering for the United Nations was misgathering data to exclude northern test sites and temperatures. And then they invented new technology, like under Obama, his science czar invented this called vortex thing, call it vortex.
Polar vortex,
which is a pile of garbage.
Okay, and you go back and look at his history. John Holdren, he and Paul Ehrlich, they were writing books back in the 70s saying that the Constitution would allow for compulsory abortions and mass sterilization. And this is Obama's.
Well, he was even
talking
about giving a product to every citizen, then the only way you could have a child is if you're given the antidote. He wanted to make sure that everybody was functionally sterile, like AOC. And you can only have a child if the state agreed that you could have a child at all, even through a normal pregnancy.
All right, and he's in the Obama White House. But just a couple of things to finish up here. The recycling thing is great, and my comment about the guy that was had the car, the scrap merchant. But one of the things is that they haven't done the recycling thing properly. See, one of the things about the plastic issue is, and America, by the way, only produces 11% of the world's plastic. What was happening was that they didn't the tax situation and the marketplace and all the rest of it didn't provide for proper recycling of the used plastic. And so what they were doing was putting it on great big ships and shipping it over to Southeast Asia, to Indonesia and Malaya, and they were producing products with this. Well, they finally discovered that they were losing money on this, and they said, we don't want your plastic anymore. And what happened was they quite literally just dumped all of the plastic out of the ships that were heading to these recycling places. They just dumped it in the ocean. That's right. How you ended up with such a huge amount. Now, the other example...
And by the way, they ended up in this giant area of the North Pacific Ocean, larger than Texas.
Exactly. Now, the other example is that in Britain, they said, you've got to use so much recycled newspaper for every newspaper you print. But there was a limit to that you could only use up to 60% recycled print, and it didn't work. So the sites were filling up, the landfill sites were filling up with old newspapers. They negotiated contracts with African countries to ship it all to Africa and bury it. And so these poor nations were exploited by saying, well, you take our garbage and our waste and we'll pay you for it. And that was what was going on. And
wow.
I don't remember the numbers, but it's into the millions of tons a month.
Well,
that was being shipped to Africa. And when I chaired the Hazardous Waste Committee for the city of Winnipeg, we went to Alberta and we went to the hazardous waste site where they had already proven high levels of cancer in animals around the waste site, and they were already seeing problems amongst the population. And when we met with the city council, we said, well, why did you allow your city to become the hazardous waste dump for all of the rest of Alberta and the major centers of Alberta? And they said, we lost our primary industry and we wanted to maintain our community. So, in other words, out of sheer necessity, they were willing to take other people's poisons just to maintain their community. And this is the kind of thing that's going on that needs to be looked at with regard to the whole recycling and what's happening with all of it.
Right. And these are logical, common sense things, not kind of enviromaniac stuff, top-down control system. Like, I don't want to see top-down control healthcare. I don't want to see top-down control environmentalism. I'm an environmentalist. In fact, there's a quote in the Bible that says, Revelation 11:18, and he shall return to destroy those that destroy the earth. That's a quote from God in the form of Yeshua through John the Apostle to tell people that he shall return to destroy those that destroy the earth. God's an environmentalist, okay? He doesn't. He wants full recycling. He doesn't want pollution out in the oceans or in the upper atmosphere. The fact is, though, he doesn't want to say you got to stop and be sterile like AOC, or you got to stop all babies, or you got to kill 90% of the population like the Georgia Guidestones. And again, remember we talked about this in the last hour with Dr. Gary Richard Arnold. The fact is, what's going on now is so damned evil. People don't get it, do they?
That's right. And of course, you know, just to really put a cap on this, and I worked with a woman by the name of Sheila Zielinski, and she was looking at the whole environmental issue through time and how the Bible talks about it, as you're saying.
Right.
And it's actually incredible if you go read the Bible. For example, one of the things that I like that they do in the Bible is they make a distinction between wild animals and domesticated animals. And that in and of itself allows you then to think very differently about, what people like PETA, Prevention of Cruelty to Animals people are doing, they're just lumping all animals together in the same way. But the first person on a major scale to use environment for a political agenda was Adolf Hitler.
And if
people are interested in reading about this, there's a 2005 book titled How Green Were the Nazis.